Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this audio is looking at Venus in the long underworld phase. And so what I mean by that is that in the Venus cycle, there's a part of the cycle when Venus has spent close to 9 months in the morning sky as a morning star, and then moves so close to the sun, comes within 10 degrees of the sun, that Venus disappears from the morning sky and travels with the sun anywhere from 60 to 90 days, reappears in the evening sky as an evening star. And these phases of the Venus cycle all have very specific meaning and purpose, and help us to understand our own journey through life, also our own connection to the divine feminine. So there are several other Venus audios that describe the other phases of the cycle. I'm also creating more as time goes on, and I'm creating these in my own Venus return cycle, the seventh Venus return for me, age 56. And this cycle lasts about a year and a half, or 584 days. So it can start as much as almost a year and a half before the 8 year birthday. So age 40, 48, 56, 64, 24, 32, these, times when we turn a multiple of eight is the time of being in a Venus return. And so the phases of the Venus cycle become more personal, although it can be really useful and helpful to work with them at any point. So what's interesting about the Venus return, or the Venus cycle, and when she disappears from the morning sky and is traveling with the sun, with the light, with the source, but it's also was considered by the ancients as a time when she was in the underworld, or a place of initiation. And if you consider the fact that she's with the sun, she's being initiated by the source of light, the source of life for this planet. So going through a death and rebirth process. Interestingly, one of the things that's happened during this particular Venus return for me was that as Venus went into the underworld, the last of the Harry Potter movies, part two of the Deathly Hallows, was released. And the this is part of the journey or look at what is the death process and how Harry Potter ultimately faces his death in order to have a better life. And at one point, Dumbledore talks to Harry after he has faced down Voldemort in the forest, in the Enchanted Forest, and Voldemort has killed him, and Harry Potter is now talking to Dumbledore on the other side of the veil. And Dumbledore tells him that Harry has now become a true master of death, and the true master of death does not seek to run away from death, but rather accepts he must die and understands that there are far, far worse things in the living than dying. And by Harry's willingness to make this sacrifice so that others could live a better life, ultimately he is reborn into a better life himself. And so, and has become a master of death because he no longer is afraid of dying. And I often find it's interesting that we live in a culture where we're the collective aspect is seemingly so afraid of death, or feels that death is such a bad thing, that we will spend, you know, money, time, resources, and energy, keeping people alive, when really the better thing would be to allow them, the gift of the peace and comfort they could find in death, if we were able to understand death as that process. So part of the journey is to realize that death, you know, this phase of death is what allows for a rebirth, for something new to come about. That when Venus is traveling with the sun, with the source of light, it's a time to really be asking yourself, what is dying in your process? What is it that is time to let go of? What is it in terms of being blinded by the light, being with the light of the sun, where we can, in a way, see that light as a cauldron. And I highly recommend that during this phase of the Venus cycle, spending some time with the sun, looking at the sun, contemplating the sun, enjoying the gift of light that the sun brings us. Of course, doing it in healthy ways, not getting sunburned or being conscious of how you're spending time with the sun. But I got some very amazing insights when I spent some time with the sun, when the sun was also with the moon, the new moon, with Venus with the new moon. It's a powerful timing of connection to the divine feminine with the source of light, the luminaries, both the sun and the moon, a new moon, which is a completion of a cycle, the ending of a current moon cycle, and a reactivation of the next cycle of the moon. An ending and beginning that happens. And that happens two or three times during the journey of Venus with the sun in the underworld. So the opportunity is to die to all that prevents us from knowing our true divine nature. And if we think of the sun as the symbol of the divine, of the light of life and love and nurturing and so on, and really surrendering the beliefs that separate us from ourselves, from any perceptions, any ways of being that allow us to be more holy who we are. So basically taking time to inquire into the nature of death, the type of death that will be most supportive to a rebirth happening when Venus rises back in up from the underworld. And it occurred to me too, as I was contemplating this, that working with healing processes that use light therapy. So sitting, taking time to be in the sun, other kinds of light therapy, laser therapy, working with the light energies that help to clear up distortions, that allow the pathways of light to create a transformation in the body. And our bodies are made up of light. We are biophotonic, and that our DNA is literally giving off biophotons. So when if we are able to connect in with the sun, which is also a biophotonic light, one of the other things I've noticed with this particular Venus in the underworld is that I've been far more conscious of what I'm engaging through thoughts, through actions, through diet, through exercise, through all of these things, in terms of how that is creating a sense of letting go of ways of being that are no longer serving, and being willing to embrace healthier ways, increasing light vibration. When we increase our vibration to love, to acceptance, to willingness to be with what is, then we're consciously participating with the death and rebirth process. And it's a wonderful thing. So I feel like I have more to say about this, and I don't want these audios to get too long. So I'll create another one that will explore further the opportunity that the Venus traveling with the sun offers.